I don't consider myself insane. I don't consider, you know what I'm saying? I don't walk around like, you know, like a fucking lunatic. You know, I consider myself day to day an average person, like, you know, pretty normal. You know, my thoughts, when I write thoughts up in my head, things that I think of, I think everybody else thinks a lot of this shit I think of too. They just don't say it. And my thing is, I just say it. You know, when thoughts get in my head, I just write them down. I think I might think a little bit different than the average person, but like how I act and how I dress and how I carry myself, I feel it's, you know, it's normal.
Meet Eddie, 23 years old. Fed up with life and the way things are going, he decides to rob a liquor store. But on his way in, he has a sudden change of heart, and suddenly, his conscience comes into play.
Alright, stop. Now before you walk in the door of this liquor store and try to get money out the drawer, you better think of the consequence.
Who are you?
I'm your mother. Conscience.
That's nonsense. Go in, gaffle the money, and run to one of your aunt's cribs and borrow a damn dress to one of her blonde wigs. Tell her you need a place to stay. You'll be safe for days if you shave your legs with Renee's razor blades.
Yeah, but if it all goes through like it's supposed to, the whole neighborhood knows you and they'll expose you. Think about it before you walk in the door first. Look at the store clerk. She's older than George Burns.
Bump that. Do that. Hit that lick. Can you afford to blow this hit? Are you that rich? Why you care if you scared of death? Are you that chick? Do you really think she gets a f- you have kids?
Man, don't do it. It's not worth it to risk it.
Right.
Not over this lick.
Stop.
Drop the biscuit. Don't even listen to Slim, yo. He's bad for you.
You know what, Dre? I don't like your attitude.
These voices, I hear them. And when they talk, I'll follow. I'll follow. I'll follow.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.